I'd like to add a point on the character of the family in the first epistle, which I find so encouraging, and I connect that with comments made at the beginning. We want to address the youngest as well as the oldest. Now, the Apostle John, in the first epistle, he addresses everyone, from the youngest to the oldest, as children. And because they know their sins forgiven. That's one thing we all have in common. Whether we're just saved or how young we are, as the oldest, we can't go beyond that. Our sins forgiven. And that's truly for the whole family, born of God. And that relationship we've been brought, not by any natural birth, but as born from above. Then he has the categories, if I call it that, the fathers. And he talks to the fathers as we speak of those that are mature. And he says to the fathers, because you've known him that is from the beginning. Nothing more to add. To know him, what more could you have? And when he speaks of the beginning in this, in his epistles, he speaks of the first chapter of the first epistle. The incarnation of the Lord Jesus coming here into this scene. And as was pointed out, the one they touched, they looked upon. Well, you know, it's beautiful. And they learned just by observation. And they found that everything is found in this blessed person. You've known him that is from the beginning. That's maturity. Away from self, but looking on him, it's all fullness dwells in him. Then the young men, because you're strong. What gives strength? Because the word of God dwells in you. So here they had a foundation, and their strength was in maintaining and hope and holding the truth that he is, and separated from the world. That's a very important point there. To have spiritual strength in this scene is to be separated from it in all its different characters. And then he addresses the babes that are, you might say, beginning to learn, and he has many instructions for them. And they need instruction, they need help for the pathway. And so everything that is furnished here is for all of us, in a sense. We are in one category or another of what he describes.
Also, what is beautiful about John, and maybe a word of encouragement to the sisters, that he addresses a sister with her household and a brother. And almost in the same measure, the word truth appears. In fact, in Gaius, it appears one additional time than the second epistle. But dear sisters, that tells us that the truth that John is presenting does not only pertain to brothers. It's very important that for our dear sisters, when they are attending conference, they get the gain of that. That spiritual things are for all of us. I always like to highlight the role is different in the public arena. But what is available and what is presented in the Word of God is for all of us, brothers and sisters alike. I want to carry the thought of two things you have presented. And just, I was impressed with the thought that the disciple whom Jesus loved mentioned almost five times. It's really in harmony, one of them for each of his writings. He has presented five writings. We have 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, the Gospel of John, and Revelation. But what is beautiful of that mending aspect of things is that he also carried after the Apostle Paul. There is a time of declension. He's the one who starts addressing things in Ephesus. He continues on in the absence of Paul, takes and helps in that broken conditions. The reason I'm saying that is Gaius was one that was familiar with Paul as well. If I want to take it in line of the book of Acts. I'm not sure if it's the same person, but one would say, maybe we can use the application, that it could be the one who was accompanied Paul in the book of Acts, that now he comes to the picture again. But one thing about that Gaius in the book of Acts, he accompanied Paul. It was said of him he was his companion. But I like it in Romans chapter 16. Paul could speak of him, he was my host. And brethren, when we have in all what Paul might represent of, it will be a wonderful thing to be in the company of such a man. And then John could carry from that point, is this is a beloved brother that have accepted and took in all what Paul speaks of, that John could address it in such an intimate way.
And also, just connected with this matter of his maturity as an apostle, but as a mature brother, one who's experienced the truth in his own life, he carried a lot of moral weight. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about an older brother who's godly. Mm-hmm. There's a moral impact they have upon... When they speak, they can say the same thing to a younger brother. Mm-hmm. But the moral influence that has upon all of us is tremendous. And John is writing as the elder. And so the influence that this brother has upon these individuals is tremendous. And the love he has for the children of God, mm-hmm. and for the elect lady's children, and for Gaius as one of those, as a child of God, is a tremendous influence. And I think this is good for us, as was mentioned earlier, where there's this maturity and continuance and steadiness. It has very positive and powerful results later in one's life. You almost don't even have to say words. We had an older brother in our meeting that, and now he's home with the Lord. The influence he had was very powerful. Just his presence. Without even saying a word. And so this is very important.
Could we go back to Gaius? Could you connect it in Acts? You said in Acts. Could you give us a reference for that? Accompaniment with Paul? He was with Paul, you said?
The first time he is seen in Acts 20, verse 4, and Acts 19. 19.
There is one in 19.
19:32 and Acts 20, verse 4. But being his host was written in Romans chapter 16. But the beauty of this man, again, you mentioned the three truths. And you might say he's the one of the few individuals in the Bible that was identified with these three line of truth. Now you have the Pauline, we said the assembly. He is the one of the few that Paul says, I baptized. He's identified with the kingdom. And he is the one who is addressed by the Apostle John. He was also that was identified with the family writings. But I'll wait on the brethren, because even though we're taking a character of such a man, there's a tremendous lessons wait on the direction of the exercise in the meaning of his name to apply it as we are taking up John writing to him.